Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, the first play in Soldotna's new cannabis sector. The city of Soldotna has wrestled with how to handle the new industry in city limits since voters statewide approved commercial and recreational uses back in 2014. A series of moratoriums were put in place over the last few years as the city's administration figured out the best ways to integrate new businesses into city code and as the council's collective view on the topic has shifted a bit. Councilmember Tim Cashman has consistently voiced concerns about selling pot inside city limits, going back to his support of the first moratorium in 2017.
I look at a couple of, vacant buildings in town and I drive by and I'm like, man, I would hate to see a sign that said, get high at the Y. It's a personal opinion. I know the town is pretty split on it. We have enough issues and things going on in town here. I just don't think it's another thing. At the same time, we're funding teen centers or trying to fund teen centers and boys and girls clubs and alcohol and everything else that's going on in the world. I think that if people, really need to get marijuana, we're not going to stop them from doing it.
Over the years, it's taken a couple of tie-breaking votes by current mayor Dr. Nels Anderson and his predecessor Pete Sprague to inch the industry forward inside city limits. By the beginning of 2018, the city had begun updating its code to accommodate the new businesses, and now the first such business is getting close to opening inside the city. Pine Street Cannabis, which already operates a cultivation and retail location a couple of miles outside of town towards Sterling, began the application process late last year, which, as City Manager Stephanie Queen explains, includes stops at a number of different city departments for review.
And that includes our finance department, the police department, zoning, building, and all the administrative departments then ensure that there's no cause for the city to recommend either protesting the license or attaching a condition to the license. And in this case, we found that the business has secured all of the appropriate approvals. A zoning permit was issued in November of 2018. A building permit was secured shortly thereafter, and the business is in compliance with both of those permit requirements.
The final step for getting a license from the city was this week when the council took up a resolution to send a letter of non-objection to the State Marijuana Control Board. But the council still had some questions, mostly related to how noticeable the retail space on Warehouse Drive will be. Here's Cashman again.
I know this is new, obviously. It's in our current zoning ordinance, is there anything as far as for odor? And then it's also something that maybe Mr. Ebenezer could speak to when he gets to a thing on a on-site facility as far as, are there odor issues or is that a non-issue, I guess? And if there becomes any, do we have a method of dealing with it?
Pine Street owner Chad Ebenezer told the council that, as a matter of state law, retail establishments are required to mitigate odors outside the store, and that he's ready to work with the city if there are any issues. Another concern was with the store's proximity to a new Freedom House location. That's a transitional housing program for men recovering from substance abuse. City Manager Queen explained that the buffers around cannabis stores required by the state are enforced on a first-come, first-served basis. Ordinarily, 500 feet is supposed to separate the cannabis operation from schools, churches, and places like Freedom House, among others.
The Freedom House group was looking at securing a property which is within approximately 350 feet of this facility. The state statutes are clear that when a retail or a marijuana establishment is established first, it can continue and it can be renewed if a buffered use moves into a buffered area after the fact. And because the timing of this was close, we consulted with our attorney and they had no concerns that this was in fact established. An established use prior to establishment of the Freedom House, because we know the folks involved with that project. As soon as we saw that in the newspaper, that was the first thing that put it on our radar. We contacted them and made sure that they were aware that this application was in the works, and they didn't express concern to us at that time.
And so, despite a couple of years of hand-wringing and wondering how or even if the city of Soldotna would be open to cannabis businesses, the council voted unanimously to adopt the resolution, sending Pine Street's application onto the state for final approval. And that will do it for this week's episode of Econ 91.9. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.